Deplorable Nation, the podcast of the people, by the people, for the people. For your rights, we fight. You decide. Facts. Is it really conspiracy? It's all up to you, patriots. Never give up.
What's up, all you beautiful, sexy, gorgeous people around the world and around the nation? Thank you for tuning in to the second episode of Deplorable Nation. I am your host, Deplorable Janet, large, in charge, and no holds barred. We are not PC here. We don't give diapers, baby bottles, or bubble wrap. Say hello to my co-host, Matt.
What's going on there, Deplorable One?
How the fuck are you, son?
Not too bad. It's actually very nice here in Los Angeles. If I give the quick forecast, it's about 80 degrees and quite lovely, I must say.
Oh, it must be beautiful there. It's a hell of a lot hotter here. It's like Satan's ball sack hot here.
Yeah. Ouch. Ugh.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, we gotta love that lovely Midwest sweltering heat from the humidity business.
I am quite familiar with that, yes.
So, did you have a really good 4th of July?
Actually, I did. I have to say it was really cool. I do have a story, but I'll say it here in a minute so we can just kind of go back and forth.
No, tell your story. Let's hear it. Man.
So, I go outside because everybody out here, you know, they said L.A., the city of L.A., not the county. You got to understand the difference between the city of L.A. and the county. L.A. County is like 90 cities. But usually when they say L.A. City, they're saying downtown, you know, the areas like that, the skyscrapers and all that. They don't want you shooting it off because of liability. It could be a fire issue or whatever. But it was like lit up over here. I think I even posted something on my Twitter about it, like my own video of me actually out there. But so I go out and I film this every, you know, 360 degrees around me. Everybody's shooting everything off. Everybody's outside. Nobody's wearing masks, by the way. They're all happy, dude. Everyone's having a blast. So this lady comes up to me. She's probably about 60 years old, Hispanic lady, and she's smoking a cigarette. And she's like, "Isn't this beautiful?" And I'm like, "Oh, my God, this is awesome." And I'm like, "Yeah, isn't this great?" And then she goes, "You know what?" And she throws her middle finger in the air, and she goes, "Fuck you, Trump." And I go, "What?" She goes, "Aren't you an anti-Trump guy?" And she holds her hand up in the air, and I go, "No, I'm not." I said, "Why would you be against your president or your country?" And she just stopped and looked at me and she goes, "Oh, you're one of those." And I go, "Yeah, I'm one of those who loves my country." I go, "Why would you shit where you eat?" And so we start this whole conversation, right? And I go, "Have you been paying attention to what's going on? He just gave a speech at, you know, Mount Rushmore or whatever, right? And it was very beautiful and patriotic."
Oh, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was like, phenomenal speech.
And I'm like, and I asked her, I go, "Are you drunk?" And she did. She had a beer in her hand. And I mean, not faulting anyone that drinks, but I'm like, she goes, "Yeah, I've had a little to drink." She goes, "Maybe I don't know what I'm saying." And I go, "Lady," I said, "he's the most pro-American, pro, you know, U.S. President we've had probably since Reagan, right? Like, I mean, a long time."
Right.
Anyway, I ended up kind of turning her around. And then the lady's like, "Oh, come over. I want you to show you my apartment and show, you know, like being all friendly with me." And I was like, you know, hey, to a point, I'll be cool with you. But in the back of my head, I'm like, you don't even know me. You just come out here while I'm enjoying fireworks and you start shitting on Trump. And I'm like, good God, man. I'm like, get over it. He's the president.
Hey, wait a minute. Could she have been like a psycho killer? And she's like, "Yeah, come over and see my apartment, Matt. I promise I won't hurt you."
Oh, you know what? You know what? There's times I think of stuff like that. But I have to be honest, the area that I live now, not so much East LA, which you probably don't believe. But, dude, Hollywood, when I lived in Hollywood, oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could believe it. There's a lot of crazy people around there.
I had stalkers, especially in my bands. I had male and female stalkers for many years. But, yeah, this lady out here was just like, "Fuck Trump and blah, blah, blah. And he's bad." I go, "He's bad." And I did. I started throwing out stats. I'm like, lowest black unemployment in 60 years, lowest Hispanic unemployment. I'm like, "Do you even live in this area?" And she goes, "No, I'm staying with my daughter because I've, you know, fallen on hard times or whatever." And I said, "Well, you know, I hope things get better for you." But I go, hating your country and hating your president isn't going to help. I was like, I wasn't a fan of Obama, But I didn't want him to fail, because if he failed, we all fail. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Dear gods.
I think that's the part that a lot of people miss. And, you know, a lot of people don't like Trump because, oh, my God, he's abrasive.
Right.
He doesn't have a filter. Guess what? I don't have a fucking filter, and I don't need to get one just for somebody else's feelings.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He gave the most beautiful, amazing, patriotic speech. And it was so funny because during the speech, we're watching and I like kept standing up and clapping and cheering and like, right. Go Trump, whatever. And people are like, oh my God, you're totally in a cult. Like, you would follow him off the cliff if he told you to, blah, blah, blah. That is not the fucking point. The point is, I'm a proud American citizen. I am a proud military family member brat, okay?
Right.
I believe in, we have rules for a reason. We have laws for a reason. And these mamby-pamby little whiny-ass pussy babies that are trying to destroy America and everything we stand for and every value. And the only reason that they're doing it is because in order to instill communism, Marxism, socialism, anything like that, where you're going to replace our American value system with something else, you have to destroy everything we stand for first.
Right. Sharia law, too, of course.
Right. And so, you know, they do the book burning. They do the movie banning, you know.
Statues,
they do,
right.
Right. They do the statue removal. They're destroying churches. They're attacking churchgoers now.
Oh, I saw that, too. Yeah, that was sick, dude. Come on.
Yeah. And they're destroying the family unit, which is the patriarchy.
Right.
They're destroying that. And let me just say, for people that maybe aren't as religious as I am, because I was raised in Catholic school.
Right.
The patriarchy is actually God, because God is the Father.
Right, exactly.
And so
it's symbolic.
Not only are they destroying the church, but they're destroying family life, home life, anything they can do to drive a wedge in between mom and dad and the kids, you know, anything like that. And that's where it starts out, indoctrination of the kids.
Right.
And then they come home and they're like, I don't have to listen to you, you fucking piece of shit parents, blah, blah, blah. And then our society has kind of become so pussified.
Yes.
That,
oh,
like,
yes.
That parents don't discipline their kids.
Well, they're afraid they'll get sued. They're afraid that the kid's going to go and say, oh, my God, they touched me with no evidence, like how you see now, like with, oh, I don't
right.
know, Kavanaugh and everybody else they went after. Dude, they're there to destroy you. They'll come up with the evidence later. They're there to get you and say, hey, guess what? We're going to fuck you like a house cat. You know what I mean?
Meow.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm going to say, dude. And it's like that cat's fucking screaming and hissing for a reason, because it doesn't want to get the back of his teeth scraped from fucking behind.
That just gave me quite the visual. I'm gonna have to clear my eyeballs and wipe the dirt away now. That was
well. Whew. I am a songwriter, and I do paint a hell of a picture, don't I?
Well, you do, but that's why I love you. We paint beautiful pictures together.
Oh man, I'm telling you, it's something else. But oh, something else I wanted to throw in there. Did you see? Speaking of the prohibitions on the churches. Our own governor here in California, Newsom, I posted an article about this, had said that you can't even sing in the churches now. Seriously.
You know,
you can't even sing the gospel in the church. I was like, really?
Well, and here's the thing.
Good Lord.
There's a new CDC article, which we're going to be talking about a lot because it's really fucking comical to read. Anyway, this is their new updated mask thing that they put out on June the 28th.
Okay.
And so the whole singing thing comes into play with that, because now talking is a problem and raising your voice is a problem.
Oh, Jesus.
So
Dude, you know what? My grandparents on my mom's side, they were like hardcore Catholic. They were from Hungary and Czechoslovakia. I mean, I'm telling you, they are rolling in their graves with what's going on right now. I mean, dude, they're like, dear God, because it's probably the same with you. There's times I'm very sensitive to energy and vibrations, and I pay attention to that.
100%. Yeah.
Right? And like, yesterday I called my mom, and she was like, I had the phone in my hand, and I was going to call you. And I was like, don't be surprised. I'm like, you're my mother. It's like, of course. But you know what? Even my mom, who is a hardcore Democrat, I have to mention this. I think she's coming around, because I'd asked her yesterday. I said, you know, to me, this election isn't really about Democrat and Republican. It's literally come down to being about good versus evil. You can't.
That's 100%.
Right. Yeah. You can't vote for party. This has nothing to do with it. And I mean, the optics of everything they've done in the past month with the rioting and the killing. And I don't know about you, but I'm so sick of seeing white women getting beat up by these men, black men, and they just stand there. No one does anything. No one calls the cops. No one intervenes.
Oh, hey, people do stuff. They video.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
I'm helping.
Oh, God.
That should save someone's life if I take a video. Fuck you. Come on now. If I saw that shit, I would jump in there. Yeah, you may beat my ass, but I'm going to jump in there and at least try to fucking help and lift a hand.
You know what's really sad? It kind of ties in, though, that we're talking about church and this and that. And I got to be honest, I haven't like went to church a lot over the past so many years. There's a church about two blocks from me, and I've donated a lot of stuff anonymously to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it's just like, there's just, it's like you said, there's just such this idea, and it's in the black communities and it's in the Hispanic communities where I live out here, where it's single mothers. They want to destroy the family unit. It's just like, we've become so, I don't even know how to say it, but we've become so godless in a way. We've become so, everything's a pissing match. Everything is, oh, you got more than me. Well, then fuck you. I'm going to take that shit from you. It's not, I'm going to work for it and earn it and have the pride of earning anything. And obviously, the further you go back, I think, with your parents, my parents, their grandparents, and back, there was more values. There was more of that. And you could obviously tie that into the social media. Look at me and you. When we were in high school and junior high, we didn't have this technology.
Oh,
and
no.
Dude, thank God that we didn't have this, because I think it would have ruined a lot of us a lot sooner. You know what I mean?
It does, because when you think about like when all the tech stuff started happening, you don't make personal phone calls anymore very often. You don't visit people very often.
No.
You don't write letters to people. That's how we fucking communicated. Right. And we had, you know, the Polaroid cameras where you have to take the pictures and then go get the film developed. That's how old Matt and I are. And so... I love our age group, though, because
it's variety. You know, it's a big variety, I'm sure, you know.
But think about it this way, too. There's no mystery to anything anymore.
Right. Exactly.
One of the great things about like Polaroids and stuff back then, when you had to take the roll of film to actually get it developed, you really do not remember what all pictures that you took. So it's like a surprise party. Every time you pick up your pictures, you're like, holy crap, I totally forgot that I took a picture of cousin Bob, like, fucked up drunk, pissing on the couch. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, there's no mystery anymore, because you, even like, you know, the sexting business, and you can...
It's instant. Everything's instant.
Selfies and stuff. Yeah. And there's no mystery. You've taken away, like, you know, the excitement of even in a relationship. Like, I can't wait to actually get to physically see your body. Oh, I just got in a picture.
Okay, no, you're right.
Well, I already know what to expect then. So,
So never mind. It's like if I wanted to go floss, I'd go buy some. You're that or dance.
Exactly.
No, but you're right. And it's like, I've said this to my daughter, who's, you know, I have a 13-year-old daughter, and it's just like, everything is so instant. Actually, speaking of, remember when you'd take a roll or two of film in and you'd spend all the money and nothing came out and it all sucked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're like, God, man, I just spent.
Oh, man, I had my finger over the shutter.
Right.
I forgot to open the shutter.
I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, think about it. It's like you said, look at it. I mean, you can you can talk to anyone you want. You can block anyone you want.
Right.
You can stalk. Dare goddamn say it. You can stalk. I mean, dude, there's just so many things that you can do. And it's like, right. I've said to my daughter, I go, remember when the first commercials for the internet came out in like 1999? Whole Y2K, that was another scare. They tried to scare the shit out of everybody about, yeah. Right?
Right.
And I remember specifically seeing this commercial and they said, imagine being in the United States and reading a book in a library in Egypt. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. What's that about? Right. So they started it like that, like it was an educational thing and like it'll be a way, of course, to connect so you can connect the human experience and the human spirit.
Right.
But it's like now all we've done is become a bunch of – no, we've all become a bunch of pricks, a bunch of assholes, a bunch of – you know, maybe not so much our generation. I'm not saying that we're perfect. Right. But we don't whine about the little bullshit these kids do.
Right.
Oh, fuck me. It's too hot today. Can't you put an air conditioner around the sun and get it to the exact temperature that I want? You know, it's like,
that's
fuck off.
The funny thing. Greg and I were talking about that the other day. Like when we were little and I was growing up, none of our vehicles had air conditioning.
Yeah, you had
none.
A fucking window. You rolled the window
none.
Down.
None. And we would take these really long trips to go over to my dad's mom's house, and it's like an 8-hour drive, and it's 115 degrees outside. You're sweating your ass off.
You didn't,
you
care.
Know, and it was like no big deal. Like the house didn't have air conditioning. Hell, we didn't have a microwave until I was like 15.
Damn.
And I'm like, whoa, you can actually reheat shit in this. But think of all the bad crap that brought, because right. you're putting radiation into your food now.
Right. But it's
you
quicker, Janet. But yeah, but see, and that's my whole point too. You hit it on the head. Like with technology, I mean, you know, our phones emit a certain amount of, you know, radiation. It might be low level, but dude, a lot of us have been using these for 20 years now, and you don't think after a while you might have an extra arm growing out of your head. You're going to know why.
If you see me and I have a baby arm by my ear.
Shit, I just want to know which hand to shake, okay?
Shake the baby hand. Shake it. Wait a minute. That could be weird if a man grew a baby hand somewhere.
I had to say it. That's what she said. I had to do that. Hey,
that could be an excuse to get out of any court charges, though, right? I was just shaking hands.
I don't know.
It was caused by the radiation.
I don't know if I would want to go out and say that I was shaking this grown person's baby arm that they had. You know, you could really take that wrong, man.
We could take a lot of things wrong these days. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you know, that's what gets. You know, yeah. Go ahead.
But that's another great thing about, like, when there wasn't all this crazy ass technology.
Right.
You didn't have the cancel culture.
Oh God, dude, the cancel culture is cancer culture to me. I mean, dude, it's like, I don't live in Hollywood anymore. I'm telling you,
right.
I lived there 12 years and that was my dream. And dude, I'm telling you, after about halfway into it, I was like, oh dear God, like this is no joke. Like people are really messed up here and they act like it's normal. You know what I mean?
Right. But that's the thing. Like when we were growing up, there was no cancel culture because
right.
If you were going to cancel somebody, quote, per se, you had to go and confront them in person. And now you have all of these indoctrinated, crazy-ass Karens and soy boys.
Sure.
That want to cancel everything because it hurts their feelings and they've learned that hurting their feelings is not okay.
God, dude, we've just raised such a... I mean, like I said, your parents' generation and going backwards, I mean, dude, they just must be looking at us like, what in the hell are you guys doing? I mean, it's just like,
exactly.
What are you doing? It's like you're doing, I mean, think back, dude, our grandparents and great-grandparents especially, my God, dude, live 1 year. I mean, my grandfather on my dad's side had to drop out of the third grade to go do hard labor on his farm. And they
right.
said, they
exactly.
said, yeah, they go get the education or you need to work and eat. And he said, fine, I'm going to eat, you know, so.
Right. And that's the way, you know, but I think a lot of that too, with the generations, you lose manners and respect for other people.
Right. Of course. Well, Well, it gets watered down. It gets watered down because of, like we were saying, to tie it all in with technology. The fact that you can be the pussy and hide, be the keyboard warrior and hide in your mama's basement and talk shit, right, and don't use a real picture of yourself. You knew back in our day, they're like, fuck you. We're going to meet you at the mall. We're going to beat your ass. You know, that
was exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But you know, I kind of miss those days because there has been such a huge uptick in just shitty people, just shitty, shitty people,
yeah,
who like have no manners, have no respect, who just want to cancel everything. And that's whole part of the, you know, like everyone gets a trophy, you get a trophy, and you get a trophy, and no, you're still a winner in my book. Even if you came in 20th place, here's a trophy.
See, you know what gets me about all that is that you're just lying to people flat out, because the real world, at least unless it is going to totally change the way that they're envisioning, and I hope it doesn't, but it's just like, you can't live that way. You're going to learn more. I've failed so many times as a musician out here. But every time I did, I learned something from it, and I'm actually grateful for the failure.
Right, and that's what I was going to say, is that when you do this whole new culture where everyone is equal and everyone gets a trophy and right, everyone's a winner, you de-incentivize anybody to do better and be better.
Right, because good enough is good enough. You don't have to try to actually improve, just... It's like saying that getting a C minus is okay, and don't worry, right, because we're going to make sure every motherfucker gets a C minus. You know what I mean?
Well, and the funny thing is, a lot of schools now are they're doing away with the actual grading system, you know, A through F, and they're going to only pass fail.
Right, right. Which to me, that's ridiculous, because it's more specific when you're doing it the old school way, to me.
Now, just in my field, specifically in nursing, do you want somebody that passed their classes but only passed with a D, really doesn't fucking know what they're doing? They're only being passed because the teacher doesn't want to deal with them anymore. They have no knowledge. They never attend class.
Sure.
But we're going to pass them, and then we're going to put them out there in the public so they can take care of you or your kids or your parents or your grandparents.
You know,
or do you want somebody that actually has knowledge?
Well, I could tell you,
passed with an A and knows literally everything. Who the fuck would you rather take care of you?
Well, when I had open heart surgery in January of 2016, I was told that I had this guy named John Cleveland as my main surgeon. And everybody, not only was, you know, he's a good looking guy, tall white guy, really like, you know, your Doogie Howser, but maybe a little older, right? This guy was like a genius. And everyone goes, you have no idea how lucky you are to have this guy. So they took him, and I hate to say it, Bill Clinton, who had heart surgery, you know, 20 years ago, I got his surgeon too, a guy named Michael Bowdish, who is literally the top guy. They flew him from.
Right. I've heard of him before.
Yeah. Yeah. They flew him from Philadelphia because I had an aneurysm in my right arm, which was very weird for a guy. But to tie in what you said, dude, I literally had the two best heart surgeons in the country for me. So to answer your question, yeah, I wanted absolutely the best. It was only like, you know, my life on the line. That's all, you know.
Well, and think about this. And I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but you know, like when the Rona first hit, like in New York, they were going, "Oh my God, we need to waive all of the medical board, you know, testing and stuff on all these student doctors, and just give them their license without them taking their board exam. We should just go ahead and let them practice because we need doctors." But at the same time, what they were doing at the very same time, all of these physicians were being laid off, let go, fired, etc., because they made a lot of money. So now we're gonna change the rules, bend all the rules, and all these people that have not gotten to the point where they need to be by passing their board exam, we're going to give them all a free pass and not make them finish out school and not make them take their boards just so we can hire them to replace the doctors that we got rid of that were making more.
I heard about that. I did hear about that story, yeah.
Do you know they're doing the same thing with attorneys?
Yeah, no, I saw that. Yeah, about the bar. Exactly.
With the Bar Association.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to waive the bar exam so that all these people can just be attorneys now. Fuck my life. Does that mean you'll waive medical school for me so I can go back and get my doctorate degree? Would that be okay?
Yeah, exactly. Weren't they supposed?
I'm just saying.
Weren't they supposed to do a thing a while ago? Like maybe, I don't know, a year ago, they said, weren't they proposing the idea of eliminating everyone's debt? I heard something about that at one point. The student debt, yeah.
Yeah, Nassara. It has to do with Nassara, which... if anybody's watching the news, there's some crazy stuff going on right now. I haven't quite figured everything out, but all the stuff we always talk about, child trafficking, the Vatican, you know, the palace in England, the whole nine yards,
right.
All of our politicians, everything ties together. But the debt clock for credit cards and mortgages is actually going backwards.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that on that guy's site. Yeah, I saw that.
And some people, that there's several people that have been, you know, doing threads and talking about this, is that the weird thing is how there's a lot of people that are reporting their mortgages or their credit card debt or whatever is going away.
I wonder if this has to do with stuff he did with the Fed. Remember, wasn't he talking about somehow?
Yeah, he is doing away with the Fed.
I mean, because I saw that too, just for a minute, that clock and go backwards. And I'm like, okay, if somebody manipulated that, that's pretty impressive. Because you never know nowadays, right? I mean, anything.
Right. Never believe anything you see here.
Online, sure. Yeah. At first glance, I question it all because I'm like, wow, that just seems too good to be true. But I mean, you never know. Never know.
You know, the everything is crap. I mean, just okay. Case in point, and people have been asking me for a long time to talk about this. So today, it's your lucky day. We're going to talk about Corona. Okay, the shit going on with Corona lately is fucking insane. You're 6 months into shit, and all of a sudden, everybody's got a mask mandate.
Right.
Okay. Anybody that listened to me, my very first episode on the No Mercy Pod, I told you, and I will tell you again, coronavirus has been around since 1960. Possibly before, but it was actually discovered by a team of scientists in 1960. It's named Corona because of the structure it looks like points on a crown. I said before, and I will say it again, the exact same thing Corona causes influenza. Okay? Do you remember all of the incidences of swine flu, bird flu?
Right. Yeah, I do.
H1N1. This, that, the other, every year, it's every, whatever, kind of flu, something.
Yeah, it's like every 2 years, yeah.
Every election cycle.
Got it.
Which is true, every 2 years, there's some kind of election cycle. But anyway, it always changes, okay? And with the flu vaccinations, it's a wink guesstimation of what strand of flu is coming. People, if you think for 1 second they don't know what the hell is going to hit the United States or worldwide, you're sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But it's the same virus that causes the flu. Same kind of thing with the common cold. So for anybody that's not been paying attention, you know Judicial Watch does some amazing work. Judicial Watch actually filed a Freedom of Information Act to get actual factual evidence that they're hiding from the public. So now, in the numbers, the common cold is also being diagnosed as corona.
Oh, wow.
Now, think about this. Okay. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody needs to wear a mask. Oh, my God. We're all going to die. We all have to social distance and protect each other. Let me ask you a simple question. Every year during flu season, do you wear a mask?
No.
Do you wear gloves?
No.
Do you wear a gown? Do you social distance?
No.
Do you worry about people around you coughing, sneezing?
No, because usually that's how you build an immunity, is to be exposed to stuff.
That's exactly how you build an immunity.
Right.
Okay, so keep that in mind. So all of these people that try to shame you for not wearing a mask, ask them that. When it's peak flu season, you know, which is anywhere usually from October to sometimes around February, March. Do you wear a mask? Do you wear a gown? Do you wear gloves? No, you don't. Okay, well, then that's no different, because coronavirus causes the flu and COVID-19. Okay? Totally stupid. But anyway, you know how, like, there's constant flip-flopping?
Oh, of course.
Oh, Dr. Fauci's like, oh, you don't need to wear a mask, because masks are useless. They're not going to protect you. They're not going to protect other people from you. Don't wear a mask. And then somebody called him out, and he's like, well, basically I was lying because, well, we just didn't want, like, everyone to take the healthcare worker's mask. And then it was like, oh, wear a cloth mask. Oh, no, you have to wear an N95 respirator mask. You have to do that. Oh, no, you can wear just, you know, regular surgical mask. Don't wear a surgical mask. We can't wear surgical masks because, you know, they need those in the medical field. Wear a face shield.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Outside of the Bill Gates Netflix documentary on coronavirus, have you ever once, ever fucking heard that it enters through your eyeballs? Ever?
I don't think so.
Okay. What is the point of wearing a face shield, which is called a splash guard, which is only supposed to be worn in the case of splashing fluids that are infectious? Like, and I'm not talking about cold symptoms. That's silly. We fight that shit off all the time. Same thing with people with seasonal allergies and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
A face shield is for gross stuff, okay? Like, when I was a nurse, I worked in a teaching hospital. We did a lot of surgeries and stuff, especially like cyst. When you first cut them open, they're under a lot of pressure. They, like, squirt. It'll squirt to the ceiling, or, you know, what, it squirted in people's mouths before or whatnot. That's what a splash guard is for, or face guard. Okay, so the whole, you have to wear a face guard, that's dumb. That's absolutely dumb. It's not going to enter through your eyeballs. That's never even been discussed anywhere. It's stupid.
Right. Well, all this leads into, to, like, you know, we were talking about, like, California and all of our crap out here and Newsom and all that shit. Right.
Right. And it's like, they can't make up their mind.
Right.
Okay,
oh,
so,
God, I know.
So, like I said, on June the 28th, the CDC made a new release about mask. Before it was everyone has to wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. Now they're going back to everyone should wear a cloth face mask, so like a bandana or something. And here's the guidelines on washing them and how to, like, take care of them, blah, blah, blah. So now you shouldn't wear an N95, which is supposed to be the one that stops most of the particulate matter from getting through. Now you should wear a cloth face mask that you make yourself. There's even instructions on this stupid release that tells you how to make a face mask. I'm going to read you a statement, and then we're going to discuss it.
I
want you to pay close attention. The whole article is full of little gems like this, which to me are flipping funny. Okay, cloth face covering should not be worn by children under the age of 2. Or anyone who has trouble breathing, is unconscious, incapacitated, or otherwise unable to remove the mask without assistance. Did you pick up on anything weird in that statement?
Let's see here. Yeah, there's times I've gotten real drunk and I passed out and then I put on a mask. I mean, what?
Exactly. If you're unconscious, number one, are you going to be able to put on a mask? And number two, what the fuck would you put on a mask for if you're goddamn unconscious?
No, wait a minute. Are you saying this is the most recent thing that the CDC
put out?
This is
the most recent thing. This is their new guidelines as of June the 28th.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Okay, so not only should unconscious people not wear a mask.
Right. That's common sense. Okay, so like
murder victims and stuff, they don't need to wear a mask because they're unconscious. Anyway, if you're incapacitated, so like if you've had a stroke, you don't have limbs, you know, you're in a coma, you don't need to wear a mask.
You know what? I wonder if that applies to trees because you said you don't have limbs.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to put one on my trees anymore. I'm going to go out and take them all off.
Damn you, trees, lives matter.
Okay, so the whole article is full of shit like this, and I'm reading through this. Greg sent it to me earlier because that's a whole nother story, wow. And I can't get into that. But anyway, one of the things in there is like, and another thing, you should not wear a mask if you're going to be doing anything that'll make it wet. So you shouldn't wear a mask if you're swimming, either in the pool or in the ocean. And wearing a mask that's wet is dangerous. But please wear one at the gym. Do you know anybody that works out that doesn't fucking sweat when they're working out?
I would think if you did that at a gym, you'd probably faint. Well, then if you passed out, then you could, and you didn't have a mask or your mask fell off, after you passed out, maybe you could put it right back on.
Right, after you're unconscious.
That'll satisfy the CDC, right? I'm going to do my best to astrally project, leave my body, put the mask back on my physical body, and then transfer back into my, you know, my avatar.
Okay, so if you have trouble breathing.
Oh, I do.
Okay, so think about this. Yeah, you and I both do. Right. So think about this. People who have asthma, people who have COPD, people who have heart problems, people who have massive respiratory complication from emphysema or whatever.
Sure, yeah, there's a lot of them.
But please make sure to wear a mask while you're working out. Now, while you're working out, you're breathing harder. Right. It's hard to breathe in a mask. Plus, it's getting wet. But please make sure you wear one while you're working out. So here's another gem. If you work outside in the heat, don't wear a mask because it can lead to heat stroke. Keep that in mind. Okay. But if you're working outside in the heat even though it can cause heat stroke, if you see somebody coming, make sure you put on a mask. Keep that mask on until the other person is far away from you and you're social distanced properly, even though wearing a mask in the heat can cause heat stroke.
You know,
are you following me on this article?
I am, but you know what's really going to get me is how do we handle Halloween this year?
That's a very good question. And, here's something else. Okay, in this article, it says patients that are mentally ill.
That's me.
Mentally disturbed.
Oh, that's me.
Like mentally incapacitated.
Okay, check.
You All know, right. declined mental ability. Okay. Oh God, that's both of us in that category.
Well, that's Joe Biden syndrome. Oh, go ahead.
No, wait. I gotta throw something in there.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Throw it.
Talking about Joe Biden.
Love it.
Do it. I'm Joe Biden's wife. I'm Joe Biden. Did you see that?
No, that's real?
That's real. He gave an interview. He's Joe Biden's wife. No, he's Joe Biden. But I'm not going to release my cognitive test results because You're a bully.
Well, it was basically they gave him a coloring book and they said color within the lines and he shit on it. So he failed. So, yeah.
I hate it when I shit on stuff. Sometimes sharding happens.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't knock it. If you make fun of me for sharding, sharding will hit you when you least expect it.
Remember, sharding lives matter.
Exactly. Okay, so back to this thing. If you're incapacitated mentally, blah, 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 blah.
God, man.
You shouldn't wear a mask.
Well, see, then I'm clear. I'm clear on all counts, but go ahead.
Because wearing a mask when you're mentally incapacitated or mentally below normal standards, that could cause a problem. But if you're around other people, you should wear a mask. But you should also consult your doctor to see if you should wear a mask.
Should I wear a mask when I consult my doctor?
Maybe you should, because you might not be social distance far enough. Okay, and this leads me to this wonderful little ditty. Talking about all the children that obviously now, to go back to school, everybody has to wear a fucking mask.
Oh, I know about this stuff. Go ahead.
Okay, so you got little kids that are fidgety, can't sit still, have a hard time with attention span anyway. Right. The normal human attention span is 5 minutes.
Wow.
Okay, and that's for adults. Children's attention span is much shorter. So you have fidgety kids, you have kids with ADD, you have kids with Asperger's disease, you have all these issues going on. You're requiring them all to wear masks. While going to school, while social distancing, you can't sit together in the lunchroom, you can't go to assemblies together, you can't go on recess all at the same time.
Right.
Okay, if you're all sitting in the classroom with fidgety kids, and I'm the teacher,
right,
and they all have masks on, do you fucking think for 2 seconds they're going to pay attention to their goddamn education? Or are they going to be fidgeting with their mask?
No. And you know what's funny? I actually could tell you out here. So my kid goes to a public charter school. So you have the regular public schools, then you have the public charters. So the public charters, so far, I mean, with the exception of all the politics and stuff, I don't have a problem with them. I really don't, except, and it's to me, though, it is a big thing with the politics. So they gave us the option. They gave us a questionnaire at the end of this past year, and that was her seventh grade year. And they said, would you be comfortable coming back full-time, part-time? Do you want to do online schooling? Do you want to do half days for 5 days a week, half days, 3 days a week? Look, there's 500 kids at her school. It's about 28 kids per class. It's not too bad of a class size, 24 to 28. It's going to be impossible with social distancing. And I called this like a few months ago. I go, eventually these schools are going to go out of business because
right.
If you're making $5,200 a student a day, like at this school, the public schools out here get $7,200 per student per day. And you have to cut that to 6 foot social distancing. You're going to be lucky to get 12 kids in that class. So when you do the math, you're losing over half of your money in the enrollment because the kids essentially are a commodity to the state and federal government, right?
Do you know that some schools, and that's why school choice has been in the news a lot lately, they're actually doing a press conference on that right now, which of course we're recording, so we're missing. But some of those school districts get $30,000 per child.
It's big money. The education.
$30,000 per child. What are your fucking kids going to Yale preschool?
Well, you know what it is out here? I figured it out. So at 180 days in the school year at $5,200 per student is like $936,000 per student per year. Then I'll take it further. I'll bring the politics into it. And I've said this to them. They set the school up in an old LAUSD building that we bought for $4.5 million. I know a lot about it because I sat on the board and I testified for the school in front of the LAUSD to get the property. So we got that, but they renovated this building right across from the local Hispanic projects. Now you see where this is going.
Right.
Hispanic people generally have big families. Most of the people that are my friends out here have 2, 3, 4 kids. And then what do these schools do? You have kids? Well, bring them on in. And I'm like, God, you take $936,000 a year the kids are getting, quote, free lunch. Yeah, if I'm making $900,000 a year, I could afford to pay for your kids' lunch.
Exactly.
And then when you look at the, and I said this to the past principals, I said, when you guys show me how many kids are attending, every week we'd get a newsletter and they said, oh, keep the enrollment up. And I go, the reason you're doing that is this is an expense report. It's the financial health of the school. If 10 kids are gone at $5,200 a pop, that's a lot of money missing per day, which means right. you can't do other activities or whatever. When I asked her this, because they're always promoting this whole, you know, revolution, they are, her school, it's like the Black Lives Matter, they've been promoting this for years. And I said to the newest principal, I go, what happens when these kids turn on you? What do you
exactly.
do? And they're going to.
Exactly. And that's my whole thing with all of these crazy indoctrinated children right. that are out there right now
right.
tearing down statues and spray painting shit and whatever. And all these governors and mayors are like, right. oh my God, we love you. Peaceful protest, summer love. It's so beautiful. Like, right. it's like Woodstock. We all just love each other. Okay, so these politicians are lulled into a false sense of security where they think that because they supported him, no one will come and turn the apple cart upside down on them.
Well, yeah, they feel that they're immune to anything. And it's like, I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Okay, so let me just say one case in, well, two.
Two, it was two.
Actually, now, yeah, two of them.
Yes, I know where you're going.
Are where the one was in Olympia, Washington, where they showed up and her, they vandalized her house.
Right.
Then she went batshit nuts. And then all of a sudden it wasn't a peaceful protest in Summer of Love. And all Woodstocky and rainbows and hugs and unicorns shooting out my asshole.
Ugh.
Okay, so that, I know, that happens every once in a while. It's like Skittles at the bottom.
Oh, man.
In the bowl.
Boy, somebody lied to me in high school, but go ahead.
I know, right? It's like the poo-pourri potty. You know,
oh,
where you can
man.
Get the squatty potty that makes oh, rainbows
God,
shoot out your butt.
I haven't had lunch yet. No, I don't think I'm going to.
Do you need some brownies?
Just as long as there's not peanuts in it, damn it. I want to clean.
Did you put corn in these?
Well, I am a redneck, you know. I mean,
I'm so sorry. For all the listeners, we are not normal. If that offends you, I'm so sorry, but these are normal conversations. So anyway, the second one was, you know, in Seattle, where it's like, right. then they showed up in her neighborhood, and she's like, oh, nope, can't have this anymore.
I know.
Blah, 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 blah. So it's like they're lulled into this false sense of security that if they support these people, and like, same with all these businesses, right. if they think for two fucking seconds that these people will not turn around and destroy them
right.
just because the wink supported them for a moment, they're sadly mistaken. Sadly mistaken.
You know how fast, remember too, how fast that they went in and the police, I think after this, what the incident you're talking with the Portland thing, I think it was the second one. They finally were like, that's enough. And they said they dismantled that whole block in what, like a half an hour or something like that.
Right.
I thought
right.
that was hysterical.
And then it's like, you know, all these people that are like, oh, peace, love, environment. Oh, my God. Hug a tree. You're destroying the climate. Blah, blah, blah. And then when they go in and clear out this, there's like shit all over the streets. They're knocking over porta potties. There's garbage everywhere. There's, you know, people are pooping in piles on the street, kind of like, you know, San Francisco and Nancy Pelosi's district.
Downtown LA, like, downtown LA is like that too.
Nancy Pelosi doesn't have any problems in her district.
Oh man.
With my vodka. You know. So just saying, like, this whole, you know, I'm so much better than you thing is crazy. One more thing on the mask before I forget, because this is so important. In this article, when you read through it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But it says, protective effects of cloth mask are unknown.
Well, that's encouraging.
So everybody wear a mask to protect everyone else, but we don't know if it really protects anyone or not because we don't really have any data on it. So, but wear one because we said so, and then don't question us because questions are confusing and people won't understand.
Dude, everything you just said right there, that sounds like Governor Newsom out here. Dude, that sounds like him. Do as I say, not as I do. I swear to God, that guy, man.
Governor Newsom.
Oh, God.
Needs to meet my thigh-high, spiky-heeled boots up his butthole. Because, okay, with his new stuff, oh my God, all the wineries have to be closed and you can't have museums open and zoos and dine-in eating is prohibited. In these counties, because I said so. Yeah. However, Gavin Newsom, and the church thing, like we talked about earlier.
Right.
And then, on the other hand, Gavin Newsom, in these same counties, after shutting down all of his competition, all the wineries that Gavin Newsom owns remained open.
Yeah.
Because Gavin Newsom is related to Nancy Pelosi. That's his aunt, once removed because of the divorce and all that stuff. However, okay, so his wineries remained open. Gavin Newsom is a whole nother animal. You gotta research him. Gavin Newsom was basically given a silver spoon in his mouth by the Gettys.
That's so true. That is. That's absolutely true.
He lives in the Getty Mansion.
Right.
Hello. Named after the Gettys. You got the Getty Museum, which we all know about the Getty Museum and, you know, the wildfires. And
if you look up, and I think I'd mentioned this to you before, anyone who's on here listening, look up four California families or the four families that have run California since California became a state. And it's the Newsom family, it's the Pelosi family, it's the Getty family, and it's Jerry Brown. It's four families.
Right.
Look it up. There's like a 4-minute video, and they explain how, like you said, Newsom's grandfather passed it. Him and Getty were either friends or related. I mean, it's literally, you want to talk a dictatorship? Gavin Newsom should shut the fuck up.
Exactly. And it's funny as shit that he shut down all the competing wineries.
Yeah, his was open in the end.
But his was open. And then these motherfuckers, a constituent in California, brought up the fact, hey, I did some digging. You got money from Trump under the Protection Act.
Yeah, dude, that's right. He did.
He flipped his fucking shit. He was asked about it. He was visibly irritated. I swear to God, if you could see steam coming out someone's nose, you would see it. And he was like, well, I don't have anything to do with that. Like, my businesses from the Plumpjack Winery went into a trust.
Right.
Okay, let me explain Gavin Newsom's blind trust. When Gavin Newsom, before he became the governor, he was like the mayor of San Francisco. During that time, they're like, oh, you've got to like put this in a trust because it doesn't look good that, you know, you're blah, blah, blah. So he forms a blind trust to put his Plumpjack wineries into this blind trust. However, here's the catch. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. The only things that are in this trust are the things that are in the direct area of San Francisco.
Right.
He owns wineries all over the state of California. So anything that is not in the San Francisco area is not in the blind trust, and Gavin Newsom is still making money off of them. One of which being, you can look these all up. If you go to Plumpjack Wineries, you can look at a list. He also owns a bunch of hotels and stuff. This man is shady as crap. But One of his wineries is called White Rabbit.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
White Rabbit.
Why would you name it that? Of all the things.
So.
You could name it.
Let's see. Last year, I think it was like February, I want to say, there was court filings on a Chinese national that was arrested that had ties to Pelosi. Pelosi owns a restaurant chain thing, kind of like, can't remember what it's called, but it's kind of like a hot dog stand. Hot dog stand.
Are you serious?
She's related to Newsom.
Right.
Newsom owns a White Rabbit winery.
Dude, that's crazy.
They live on a port area, you know, that's like really well known for child trafficking. They're really against border enforcement because, you know, whatever. Now, everybody knows that's into the whole pedo stuff and whatnot, what the hot dog shit is. Everybody knows that's ever listened to any of the podcast what White Rabbit is. What it's been referenced to. Is that not fucking weird to somebody?
You know, it's weird. I've lived out here 7 years. I don't think I've heard of him owning that. That's real interesting, obviously, in a Matrix kind of way, you know.
Oh, honey, I dug down a humongous deep hole with it. He has ties to the Russian mafia. He has ties to El Salvadorian gangs. He has ties to a gangster, Chinese gangster guy. It was Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. There was another guy that was in Congress. They were all doing like arms deals and stuff. I mean, him and his wife, Gavin and his wife own, you know, like it's, oh my God, fracking is an awful thing. Oh my God. Him and his wife own a lot of shares in oil.
You know, it's funny here in LA, a lot of people don't realize, but over off of like south of Hollywood and the La Brea, off La Brea and like Stalker Drive, we have oil wells out here.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny because it's like, oh my God, they're so terrible. They're destroying our environment. But here, let's sneak these deals through Congress because, me and my wife are making lots of money off of it.
Well, over here,
same thing with like power companies.
Oh yeah, oh big time.
Him and his wife. Oh sweetheart deal. What was that? PG&E?
PG&E. Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Yeah, they own stocks in PG&E. Oh my God, PG&E, it's all your fault. These wildfires happened and almost destroyed the Getty Museum. Oh
yeah, dude, that was a big
yeah, no, it's not really.
That was a real big scandal out here because, dude, what they were doing is they were just screwing people over with these rates,
right?
And like stuff was burnt and not even working. Like so much of the you'd heard about, like the fires and then the big transformer thing and then leaking all this gas. I mean, dude, they got sued so badly. But you know, it's funny, they never shut it down. They tried to fix all that. But they never closed it down. It's still open.
I wonder why that is when somebody has stocks in that.
Well, yeah.
Things that make you go,
Well, yeah, conflict of interest right there.
So, you know, I know what I want to talk about.
Hit it.
I totally forgot, and this is related to the Rona horseshit.
Yep.
Okay. So people have seen me post a couple of times about nurses that I've been talking to, other nurses around the United States that I don't know that are like, there's some weird shit going on because all these patients are coming in. They're testing positive. Like they don't have any symptoms. Like none of this is making any sense. They're like, we're going to like do some other stuff. We're going to take some swabs that we're not going to stick up somebody's nose. and we're going to write a patient's name on them, send them in. They're coming back so positive. So people, made up people you haven't even tested, kind of like the same shit that I talked about on a Periscope before with the president of Tanzania that was like, something shady. We're going to test motor oil and a pawpaw fruit and, you know, all these other things. All these tests are coming back positive, even things that you never even tested anything.
Right.
So people are like, oh, you're insane. That's not happening. Like, proof, poof, 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 poof. More and more stories are coming out. There was a guy today, and I posted the article earlier, that bought 20 test kits, which there's a lot of swabs in the test kits. It's usually like 50 to 100 swabs in a test kit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he bought 20 test kits, didn't test anybody with these. But, you know, they did all the stuff. They wrote all these fake patient names and stuff, sent them in. Everyone else positive.
I've heard about that. I heard about that, yes.
Now, I want people to understand. When you do these nasal swabs, they send it through what's called PCR testing. PCR testing is polymerase chain reaction testing. What that means is you can adapt the sensitivity of a PCR test, and the only thing it tests for is exosomes in your body. What exosomes are, anytime that you come into contact with any kind of infectious substance, whether it's the, you know, the flu or the common cold or, you know, bronchitis or blah, 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 blah. Your body, you know, your cells capture it and they excrete it through what's called exosomes. And that's how it exits your body through your skin, you know, through your pores, you know, through diarrhea or whatever. Sorry, that was gross, but that's the way it is.
No lunch for Maddie, but go ahead.
Yum, 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 yum.
Oh, God.
So anyway, PCR testing doesn't actually put a positive or can't actually put a positive on a particular test because the only thing a PCR picks up is an exosome, which is created by your cell. It's like, you know, your cell encapsulates like whatever the bad, you know, foreign substance is that's trying to attack your body. It encapsulates it's that and it expels it from your body.
So what
that's like when a lot of people get sick, and I know I'm gonna say something gross again, right. But when a lot of people get sick, they get like really bad diarrhea.
Sure, of course.
You know, whatever. That's you don't ever want to stop that with like Imodium or anything because that's your body's way of expelling it, you know, poison
waste.
Or toxins,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
Whatever naturally, or sweating, it sweats it out. You know what I'm saying? So you don't ever want to stop that because that actually helps your body to expel that. But with PCR testing, you can, in, you know, you can change the sensitivity on a PCR testing so that it can even pick up one little tiny molecule of, keep in mind, an exosome, which means that, oh my God, your body has had exposure to something, so you're positive.
It sounds to me then like the test that you're saying that, like, when they send it in, it's rigged, mm-hmm. It's rigged in the way mm-hmm. that it's only going to show, obviously, what they want, but it's something that...
That's... You, bingo.
Yeah, that everybody's bingo. Got anyway, so no matter who takes it, you're going to have it no matter what. Now, check this out. My girlfriend's brother, he has a son. His son's girlfriend, who's like 24, worked at a local hospital, just one of the people that cleans all day, does all the cleaning, and they say that she got it. And I remember my girlfriend looking at me going, see, she got it. It's something real. And I'm like, yeah, but how do we know what it is? I mean, how do you even know that the test was legitimate? How do you not know that they're not saying you have it so we can bill you $13,000 to your insurance or whatever, right?
You do not. And let me tell you a little story. Yesterday, Greg gets a message from one of his friends that lives in Arizona, and he's like, hey, man, like, My girlfriend, like, she lost her sense of taste and smell. That's the only symptoms.
Right.
Taste and smell is gone. Not coughing, no fever, no nothing else at all. Well, she went to the doctor, and she tested positive for corona, and she tested positive for antibodies.
I thought you were going to say being pregnant, but anyway.
Now, okay, two things. Let me give you a little history on the, quote, wink, blood test for antibodies.
Ooh, okay.
You do not check anybody for antibodies until the infection is completely cleared. So, one test said she had positive coronavirus right now. The other test said you have antibodies.
Oh my God.
Keep in mind, the symptoms are only loss of sense of taste and smell.
Wow. That's really...
How many people have ever had a cold where they can't taste food or whatever because their nose is
so... Oh, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people have ever had a sinus infection where those are the main things that happen, and then, of course, you get the headache and tired and
whatever. That's really common. Exactly.
I have sinus problems. There are chronic sinus problems, and I will tell you, that is a normal thing that happens. Keep in mind also that at the beginning I said coronavirus causes flu and common cold symptoms. So you cannot be positive for antibodies during a current infection because antibodies only show up after the infection is completely cleared. That's when your body manufactures them and they're like, oh my God, it's memory cells. Your memory cells are like, we have to remember this for the future. Memory cells come from your immune system.
Wow. Interesting.
Little piece of FYI.
I like that.
Okay, so another thing about mask while I'm thinking about it. Okay, people have heard me mention before, I am not a fan of mask wearing because mask wearing hampers your ability for your body to expel CO2. When you have a mask on, keeps the CO2, you rebreathe it, you get what's called hypercapnia. Hypercapnia is a lack of oxygen that circulates through the body. So think about if anybody has family members that have massive COPD, emphysema, it's very hard for them to breathe all the time because what happens in a normal person when you breathe in oxygen, it goes into your lungs, goes into your pulmonary system. You have little sacs in your lungs called alveoli that are like little balloons. They inflate, it spreads your lungs, it expands your lungs, it's pumped back into your pulmonary, arteries, veins, which distributes, you know, the oxygen one way, the waste another way, and then you expel it through, you know, exhaling your breath. So when you're wearing a mask and you're constantly not getting fresh oxygen in because the molecules are being stopped, what you're breathing constantly from your exhalation process is carbon, you know, you know what I'm saying, CO2.
Yeah.
And so when you do that, you're actually increasing your ability to cause not only the dizziness, fatigue, memory impairment, muscle weakness, organ failure, the whole nine yards, because your whole entire body system circulates around the fact that oxygen is able to get to all of your cells. That's the only thing that keeps you healthy.
Wow.
Now keep this in mind. Right before we went on today, the very first headline that I see when I'm walking through the living room is, health experts say that mandatory mask wearing could be years.
Oh, no, it's not. Not for me, it is.
People, stand up for your rights. The CDC itself said protective effects of face coverings are unknown.
Right.
Now, if I'm supposed to be wearing a mask to protect other people, okay, but other people are wearing a mask and I'm not, then why am I not protected? Sick people don't need to wear healthy people don't need to wear a mask.
Right. I mean, like you said, when have ever in the entire history of this country or of the world have we quarantined the healthy?
We never have.
I don't think we have. Maybe I'm wrong.
And we don't ever. Did we shut down the economy and did everyone have to wear a mask during swine flu, bird flu, Zika virus, Congo fever, blah, 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 every fucking thing on the planet?
MERS. Remember MERS?
MERS, SARS. I worked at the hospital during those things. I'm not sick. I didn't die.
Right.
Nothing happened.
Right.
If you don't do it during flu season, if you don't do it during, oh my God, and the second, oh my God, second wave of the swine flu is coming, it's going to be an even worse pandemic. Horse shit. The first time the swine flu came through was when Obama was president and he mandated that fucking school kids had to get the goddamn swine flu vaccine before going back to school.
Yep.
Look up on the CDC website what is in the swine flu vaccination, as well as all the vaccinations.
Yeah.
Educate yourself. Don't believe the horse shit that they're selling you because it's fake, it's false. Like I said, Corona has been around since 1960. It is not new. No one has ever freaked the fuck out before about anything. This is about complete and total submission and control.
Right.
And the taking away of your freedoms and your rights so that they can implement the one world government, the new world order, and whatever kind of socialism, communism, or Marxism that they want to implement.
Yep.
That's all this is.
Yep. Well, like I've always said, isn't it ironic this happened on an election year, right?
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, you couldn't.
There'll be another one. I'm sure. Right before the elections, the swine flu 2.0 will hit.
Oh, I know. And anyone like us who's been like really paying attention to all this stuff, it's just like, once you kind of get into that rhythm and you see how everything is being thrown at you, and it's like, I mean, go back all the way to when he first got in, when Trump got in, right? Like they were trying to stop him from then because he used to be a Democrat. They found out he was going to run on the other ticket. They got pissed. You try that. You do the collusion. You do the Mueller report. You do the Kavanaugh thing. You do the impeachment thing. I mean, dude, everything failed. And then, by the way, if you look at that impeachment thing, when Pelosi ripped the speech, he was already talking about coronavirus back then. He was.
Right. Exactly. And same thing with Fauci. Like I said, this is not true because Fauci has papers, I think it was in 2015, and he was like, hydroxychloroquine is great. Oh my God, it's so effective. Oh my God, Trump's president, hydroxychloroquine is bad.
Right.
Here's another thing to think about, because I'm just going to throw you out nuggets for you to think.
Okay.
Critical thinking has been lost on a lot of population. But think about this. Not too long ago, it was last week sometime, there's a story that broke that Trump bought up the world's supply of remdesivir. Remdesivir is the drug that I talked about before from Gilead that Fauci and eight of his associates are tied to.
Wow.
Sorry, I had to burp.
I like that.
Anyway. Yes, I burp and I fart. Oh, hate me if you want to.
No, we're just going to smell you.
Smell it. You would like it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I will crop dust you in the supermarket.
I'm just trying to build my immune system over here.
I know. I'm helping you all.
I appreciate it. I do.
So anyway, you know, I mentioned this before, where it, him and eight of his associates, they all own stocks in this. They're all tied to Bill Gates. You know, Fauci's also tied to Clinton Foundation, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Trump buys up the world supply of remdesivir, according to these reports.
Oh, boy.
Keep this in mind. Oh, my God. The next day, CNN runs with the story. New studies show that hydroxychloroquine is actually very effective and reduces the symptoms and the hospitalization time of COVID patients drastically.
I saw that article. Yeah, I saw it. I know what you're talking
about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, a couple things may be going on. Okay. So if you buy up the world supply of remdesivir, which is like $3,500 a dose, which is a tiny vial. That's only administered IV if you're in the hospital. So for Joe Schmo on the street who is quarantined at home, tough shit.
You're not going to get
it. You don't get any. Okay. So number one, either he bought it up and he's going to destroy it because it was tied to Clinton.
Right.
And Fauci and Gates, or he bought it up and he's going to drastically discount it, which means that Gilead stock prices are going to go
south, yeah,
down the little round hole in your potty in a swirly manner. Okay? What do you think?
Oh, no, absolutely. That's actually a really good point.
So now all of a sudden, because, you know, Fauci kept pushing remdesivir. Remdesivir only shortened your symptoms by 2 days.
Okay.
Do you remember another medication that was pushed by the CDC for flu patients that only shortened your symptoms by 2 days?
Oh, my gosh.
It's called Tamiflu.
Tamiflu. Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Tamiflu is not used to cure or treat your symptoms.
Right.
It is supposed to shorten the length of symptoms.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
What does remdesivir do? Shortens your length of symptoms.
Man, you better quit paying attention. Okay?
It is really hard for me because, and that's why I'm like, we had this show all planned out. We like had all these like show plans and stuff. And I'm like, wait, we got to change it the last minute. Throw it out the window because
don't worry about it.
I have to totally talk about mask and corona stuff and whatever. So just throwing those things out there, think about it. Because like I said, related back to corona's been around since 1960. It's the same thing that causes your flu virus. Oh my God, remdesivir is the same kind of thing as Tamiflu.
You know what's funny?
Just saying.
I've seen some articles on Twitter from like especially ex-Navy veterans. And my girlfriend's father was in Vietnam. He was on a ship called the USS Firedrake. It was an ammunition ship in there.
Right. But
they said it. They go, yeah. They go, that hydroxychloroquine or whatever, that's literally been around since the 60s in the military. They've been using that a long time.
Right. Anybody that travels
around the world, yeah. Yeah.
Around the world, African safaris or, you know, it's whatever.
High risk area.
That's one of the things that we would prescribe all the time because not only is it used for like rheumatoid arthritis and stuff, but it's also used to treat malaria.
Right, right. Yeah, I've heard that. Exactly.
So, hydroxychloroquine treats a wide range of things, proven highly effective in treating coronavirus, rheumatoid arthritis, treating malaria, treating all kinds of infectious diseases that come from like, you know, the, what are they called? Bot flies and stuff like that,
right, exactly.
In other nations where they like, you know, burrow into your skin and turns into this giant festering pus hole of abyss. It's gross.
I think they call that a Biden cyst, but go ahead.
Oh, it could be. Oh, be very careful when you squeeze that because it might go straight to the moon.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, but keep all those things in mind. All of this stuff ties together. And like I said, from the beginning, watch Fauci. Fauci's got his hands in every cookie jar.
Oh, you know what's funny?
And Fauci keeps... That he keeps flip-flopping. It's like, mask are bad, mask are good. Wear them, don't wear them. Oh, my God, you have to wear an N95. Oh, don't wear an N95. It doesn't filter out anything. Oh, my God, wear a cloth mask. Don't wear a cloth mask. You should wear a mask. You should not wear a mask.
Did you hear, though, speaking of him, Fauci, that what's her name, Ghislaine Maxwell, the lady who was the Epstein?
Yes.
Her sister or his sister, someone's married in...
It's her. She has two sisters.
There you go.
That if people haven't already seen it, you have to investigate.
Yes.
But both of her sisters own very interesting companies that are not only tied with our CIA computer systems, but also Mossad.
Right.
So go down those rabbit holes. Check that out. There's a lot of information to be found. Very shady, interesting information. But if that's true, I'm just saying the clowns in America are very shady, which means they've had all the information they needed for a very long time. How many decades have they known and done nothing?
You know, it's funny, too. Think about people like me and you, and you can call us the Tin Hat Society or conspiracy theorists. I mean, dude, even my girlfriend's a California native. She's a lifelong Democrat. Like, we cannot talk politics. That's probably right. Another reason why I'm doing this. I literally have nobody to talk to. I have to call friends from back home because more of my Midwest people are kind of more of the same thing politically. But like I told her about the four families running California, and I was like, you know, you say Trump's a dictator. What about the Democrats that have run not only the governorship, but the mayorship 160 years? We've had one conservative mayor. Right. I've told you about that. It's like, dude, during the riots, we had a Democratic mayor. During the 60s riots, during the 92 riots, we had a Democratic mayor. Every time. So it's like, how can you complain about anybody when you not only are the majority, but you have a super majority in all of the local elections and local governments, right? It's your fault, and, you know. I mean, come on.
Right, and those are things that I want people to understand. Okay, I'm not asking you to like Trump.
Right, of course.
I'm just asking you to think
and look at the truth
and think logically, because
common sense.
A lot of the shit they say just makes no sense if you're paying attention, and you can't watch like mainstream news to get your news.
No.
You have to get your news from other sources, because there's stuff I find from other countries constantly. Like, I'm going to mention this one thing and then we're going to like close it down.
Okay, cool.
Because I have to pee like a racehorse.
Yes.
So anyway, I can't do it right now. That would be gross. So anyway, I posted an article the other day that in Italy, there was a giant pedo raid made. It was like 50 to 70 people are under investigation because this place that they raided and made some arrest at was all pornography of newborn babies.
I did hear about this. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So I want people to think about that. Now, everybody that keeps saying nothing's happening, oh my God, like you people are crazy and you're insane because blah, 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 blah. And now the new thing is, oh my God, Ghislaine Maxwell is going to say Trump's a pedophile.
Right.
Okay. Let me just tell you this. The FBI's investigated NSA, CIA. The Democrats in the House, in the Senate, everybody on the fucking planet has investigated Trump and his finances and his business dealings and his ties, blah, 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 for fucking decades. There's nothing there. However, Trump's very first day in office, he signed an EO about shutting down child pornography and child trafficking stuff and seizing assets of anybody and everybody that's arrested for that.
Look at Oprah.
Go and look up how many people.
Oh, it's a lot.
I read an article today that in Palm Beach County in Florida, where Epstein had his properties during this time, that was specified on Maxwell's arrest thing, money laundering, child pornography, pedophilia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's like 13 properties that they're going to be seizing.
Yeah.
Just saying, you don't have to believe in Trump. You don't have to like Trump, but like your kids, like your neighbor's kids.
Right.
Like living in a country where you have rights and you have freedoms.
Dude, look at Oprah. Remember the thing of Oprah? She's on trial right now. She's going to have to testify because
exactly.
of her schools in Africa.
Right? With the whole John of God thing.
Yes. Yeah. So stuff's happening. But it's, you know what I want to say too, just to add? Just because you don't, to anyone out there, just because you don't see something happening doesn't mean that things aren't going on. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're not going to openly say, hey, guess what? All of your favorite movie stars and Oprah Winfrey are a bunch of fucking pedos. Dude, I've heard Madonna and Lady Gaga are, you know, a high priestess in the Church of Satan. I mean, dude, none of this surprises me. I've lived out here for a long time. And it's like, dude, all the bands that I've been in, when I look back, that were very dark, did very, very, very good.
Right. Exactly. And that's the way the world works.
It is. It is, you know.
But we have so much stuff that we could talk about literally like for hours, but
well, yeah.
I can't. So we're going to have to close things out. So final thoughts for you?
I'd say for anyone out here in California, like we were saying about the whole Newsom thing, that's a big thing for me because it's affecting the schools, it's affecting businesses, it's affecting individuals. I mean, that's something I wish people would take more into account. But
churches.
Yeah, the church issue. I was telling that to my mom the other day. I'd sent her an article where he's like, you can't, you know, we said earlier, you can't sing in a church. And I'm like, you know, to me, it's like, this isn't about the virus now. This is about, again, control. It's about dictatorship. It's
right.
about all Absolutely. Of that. And it's just like, again, I've told my mom this, and I really think she came around. I'm like, you either have to decide that you're for this country or against it. And I truly believe that if Trump doesn't get in again, you are going to see they're going to run rampant with Marxism, with communism, and, right. and you're literally going to have to fight for your life to survive, for real. And
there's going to be mass executions, I believe.
And
that.
Nobody wants that, but it's just like when you see the writing on the wall, and like you said, you see Black Lives Matter people the other day go, "No, we're about Marxism. We're here to destroy." You know.
I mean, they're telling you.
Yeah, they're saying.
They're literally telling people on national TV.
Do it our way or we're going to fuck
there's still people out there that are so blind. They're like, yeah. Nope, I don't see it. That's not what they're about. It's about peace and love and, oh my God, everything's flowers and sunshine and rainbows and safe spaces.
I just,
coloring books.
I just look. I've lived out here a long time, and I mean, you know me. I'm 6'4". I'm a tall guy, so most people, because of my height and stuff, don't screw with me. But I mean, yeah, I've had on the occasion people, you know, will say stuff like I said after the election had happened, or this dumbass neighbor of mine over here. I just don't understand people. I think what it is they're so. It's easier to be a sheep. It's easier to give in and right. be lazy because we are all lazy, different ages and stuff. But it's much easier to be, like they say, ignorance is bliss. It's just better to be stupid, not care about it, not care about your neighbor, not care about your country, not care about your fellow man. And it's like, dude, we literally are in this together now. Dude, my daughter's, you know, very white and she's getting scared because she's hearing all these people say, yeah, kill all the white people. Fuck them. You know, when you're 13, she doesn't want to hear that. She's like, I want a normal school year. And I'm like, your school probably won't be around in a few years because if they keep this up, they're basically going to destroy themselves, as we've seen, right?
Exactly. And that's the whole goal, is because that way they can implement whatever kind of schooling and
structure, you know, government structure,
whatever they want. And, right. and you won't have a say and a choice. So
yeah.
Stand up for your freedoms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fight for your freedoms. I know some people are scared. They feel like they don't have a voice. They don't have anything to contribute. Very much not true. Always fight for your right or you won't have any.
I'll say the final thing of my great uncle, which I've told Janet this. I'm actually related to Benjamin Franklin, and his quote, I'll say it forever, those who trade their liberties for temporary security deserve neither liberty or security. I have got so much shit for posting that at times on Twitter.
It's true.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you're willing to do that? And I go, yeah, I'm willing to die free than to live as a slave. Amen.
Right. So it's absolutely true.
There you go.
So for Deplorable Janet, for Matt, thank you for tuning in to the second episode of Deplorable Nation. Hope you'll join us again. Peace, love, and patriotism, folks.
That's right.
Peace out.
God bless America. Take care, everybody.
Peace out.